Our family.
Hello and welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts brought to you by the Harleysville Fertility Clinic about patients, members of staff and partners. Today's podcast is about Alex Reed. The last time we spoke with Alex was at the beginning of the lockdown. 7 months later, he tells us about his and his fiancé Nicola's IVF treatment and the continuation of their exciting journey with us. The impact of the lockdown, Alex's supporting role in the couple's fertility journey, staying positive despite potential setbacks and more, you'll hear in the next few minutes.
Hi guys, so my and Nicola's IVF journey. Wow, it's been, well, for everybody, it's an unsure time in today's world, the new world. It's been the most challenging time I think I can ever imagine. And I've done a lot in my life. IVF, unfortunately, has, for myself, it's not been the forefront of my attention. But at the same time, obviously, Nicola, the one is directly going for it because I've done my bit in terms of physically. You know, I've provided my DNA, which is in the, and we've got the four embryos. But it sounds like I'm being lazy and taking a back seat. I'm not. But there is a point where I'm not the one who hasn't having to jab myself with injections and taking drugs and having to go through all sorts of hormonal changes. But then to some degree I am, because even though I'm not the one who's directly putting these drugs in my body, I'm in the direct firing line of the person who is. So it creates all sorts of stresses and strains. And me and Nicola, well, he's not been getting on. You know, we love each other dearly, but, and that's normal for any relationship, I imagine. You have your peaks and troughs. And I mean, I still support her wholeheartedly, and I'm there at the drop of a hat whenever I need to be. But at the moment, I'm not actually allowed to be near her. So that in itself presents all sorts of challenges. It's a tough time. And I'm, oh boy, do I get told if I'm not, and I'm not saying I'm insensitive, but sometimes I get told that I'm insensitive. Because obviously I'm not the one going through it directly, so you don't feel the things that the lady's feeling. But then, speaking up for every guy, oh, we do feel, because we're reminded daily. I laugh, because if you don't laugh, you cry. It's been a tough time. Nicola's having to take extremely strong immune suppressing drugs because she has killer cells which killed the baby, so. As much as different people have different opinions about what's going on with COVID, regardless, Nicola is extremely vulnerable to anything. So I do respect that. And I mean, I think it's good for her to encourage her immune system by going out and having a walk here or there. But she can't even do that. So we have just gone for a walk, literally. And we had to separate in the park. And I said to her, take your mask off, because she's so worried because she has no immune system at the moment. But then at the same time, I wasn't near her. I was like 12 feet away. And it's trying to reassure someone who's extremely worried and anxious. And that's an unfortunate problem with what's going on at the moment. People are so worried. Extremely, and worry and fear, the power of placebo. If you think it's going to hurt, it will. If you think it's not going to hurt, it won't. There's so many factors within IVF that you don't know, and making babies, all the best will in the world, all of the science, and you still might not have a baby. But this is why there's so many things we still, beyond our comprehension and understanding, with all of the science in the world, why we have to be positive. It's that factor X. Almost like the, you can call it prayer, God, whatever, the universe. And that's, I believe in that. And I try to instill that in Nicola. Nicola can be very worried about things. And I try to play it down. You know, come on, it's fine. It's like a not that she's a child, or I'm a child, because I can be a child sometimes. When a child falls down and bangs its knee, if you mollycoddle the child too much, it will start crying. So you say, no, you're all right, come on, just brush it off. And it's a bit like that. So that's not tough love, that's love. Yeah, come on, come on, let's go. There's still affection. Obviously, I'm having to get Nicola's shopping here and there as much as I can. It's a very, very tricky time.
Our family.
Well, any couple going through IVF argue. Any couple who's been together for a long time has an argument here or there. And it's a very stressful time. I mean, our opinions on parenthood, on life, on the universe, on everything. You're going to have disagreements, and we're about to bring a life force into this world. And I say we're about to because I generally believe we are going to bring baby Reed into this world. I have that positivity. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not so down about all of the miscarriages. It's sad, but law of attraction, if we keep focusing on that sadness, then we won't bring baby Reed here. So me and Nicola, we went to see Karis first. Well, actually, Karis came round for some to counsel Nicola, and I happened to be there. And where we weren't getting on, having not seen eye to eye, it was basically very effective. I was actually very happy because Karis actually listened to me. I feel like I've not been listened to. And that's one of the things, unfortunately, which is one of the arguments we have. It's that the guy doesn't sometimes feel like he gets listened to. And as we said in the army, Mars is not to reason why, ours is just to do and die. You've got to do what you're told. I'm like, well, hold on a second. No, what's life all about? And it's just being heard and understood. And it can be a bit like, I think everyone's aware now, with going through the IVF journey, the guy can kind of be left out of it. And it's been feeling like that. We have arguments about all sorts of things. And because I don't agree with you, you can't bring in the fact that because your pain's greater than my pain, sort of thing. It's equal pain, you know, just because my pain might not be quantified by, you might not be able to quantify the pain I'm going through. It was obviously frustrating. The fact that the clinics reopened, but we couldn't restart. And I'm like, we are going to have a child regardless. And I see that happening. So it's just a question of when. So that with that faith, it didn't really matter. I thought it's going to happen soon. There is a part of me, though, as I'm getting older, you know, I feel like time waits for no one. And I've got to, I'm getting older. I want to be young and fit and strong. And I want to have a child as soon as possible. The reason being, because I am getting older. So there's that factor. That was the only concern I had. And it's not the most ideal time to be having a child with what's going on in the world with COVID. But then we don't know what's going on with COVID. So we might as well keep going. And just, why not? Come on, let's do this. I don't really see my role as continuous support. We're on the same mission, and we want the same outcome. So we should be supporting each other. And although I don't feel that has happened, ultimately the reason why I'm with Nicola, I'm having a child with Nicola, and we have arguments, I know she really loves me and she cares about me, and we want, and I know she will make the best mother. And I believe she believes that about me being the best father. And, you know, it's getting a bit soppy. She's a good woman, and we have our arguments and ups and downs, but I know that in my heart and my soul. So that support, it's not even a question of support. It's just like breathing. I don't know how I breathe. I don't know how I walk, but I just do it. It's the same thing with the support. Well, what happens now with the fact that Nicola is now in isolation for the next 5 months, well, 4 months now. It's been about a month now since I'm not allowed to be in the same house, or Nicola's not allowed to be near anybody. I mean, if we go into lockdown, which potentially we could, I mean, there's suggesting that I could do lockdown with her and isolate with her, but I don't know if that's super healthy. I have business interests, and we're starting some new businesses and trying to make a buck, because it's all very well, I've said this many times, making baby Reed, but we've got to provide for baby Reed, so we've got to put some coppers on the table to pay for things. So that brings a lot of stress and strain. Nicola obviously has got the baton at the moment in this relay, even though I'm cheering her on, and come on, you can do it. She's got the final leg of the journey to get to the finishing line. But like I said, when she passes the finishing line, and I have no doubt she will pass the finishing line, and baby Reed will be here very soon, I've then got to provide for the celebrations of winning the race. So that's where I'm at the moment. It's trying to, the big picture of everything, it's micromanaging and macromanaging, and at the same time, we've got, obviously, I still got to be supportive, because it's no easy feat winning this race and creating baby Reed. I mean, there's still a lot of hurdles with the immune suppressive drugs, and that's Nicola's extremely vulnerable, and I can't see her. The stresses and strains of all these horrible hormones that are being pumped through her body, and like I think I started the note off of, they're not nice, and I'm like, oh, and I've been here more than once with Nicola and these hormones. It's not for any guy, I think we know how will appreciate how it's not the most pleasant time to be around a lady, even if she's not having these hormones. The body produces these hormones in pregnancy, and women, the partners can't, your lady partners aren't always the most wonderful people to be around, and you just got to suck it up. I mean, that's basically it, and just realize that there's going to be something wonderful at the end of this. Well, that's all, folks. I have got a good woman, and I love her very dearly, and baby Reed, we are a team. And baby Reed will be here, especially with the help of the Harley Street Fertility Clinic. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate all of your help.
What a beautiful way to end our podcast. Thank you, Alex. Sending Nicola a big virtual hug for tomorrow's embryo transfer. She knows she already has the best expertise, as she has Harley Street Fertility Clinic and a great team led by Dr. Venkat, Nicola's all-time favorite fairy godmother. Nicola and Alex, we love you. Baby Reed, we are waiting for you.
Our family.
Podcast by Delia Corp.